man on the moon is gonna let me blue.
Who's that man singing there? Who is that man? Why, of course, it's Elvis Presley, and that was the beginning. Elvis Presley, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Don. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Elvis, that was the beginning of this great career that you're building for yourself, wasn't it?
That's right. It all started out real quick-like, just like that.
Uh-huh, just shooting right up into stardom. Well, come on right into the microphone, buddy, and tell us just where that session was held.
Well, it was held in Memphis, Tennessee, about 3 blocks from my home. It was the recording studio. And I walked in just by accident, and boom.
And there you were, huh? Who were the boys on the session with you?
Scotty Moore and Bill Black.
Just a trio making all that music.
That's right. Well, actually, there's only two. See, I'm just singing. I play the guitar, but they don't record it.
Elvis, I understand that this sound that you get on record was really a mistake, or at least was kind of a gimmick thing at first. Is that true?
That's right. We just... more or less landed upon it accidentally.
Uh-huh.
Nobody knew what they were doing until we had already done it.
Just got in there and had yourself a real good time, and the folks took to it.
We just had a ball, and it surprised me because it went over very well.
And the folks all over the country are taking to that sound, and you haven't changed it, of course, now, have you?
No, I'm still staying with the same pattern.
Uh-huh. Then didn't Mr. Steve Scholes, Mr. Chick Crumpacker come along and hear some of your singing and have you switch over to one of the big record companies?
That's right. I met Mr. Chick Crumpacker down in Meridian, Mississippi at Jimmy Rogers Memorial Day.
Isn't it true that Chick Crumpacker saw you in a very sort of conservative outfit down there and told you you're just going to have to wear louder clothes? Is that true?
Yes, sir. I was wearing a pink suit at the time.
A pink suit. Very conservative.
Very conservative, pink suit, and he told me that I was going to have to get something a little louder. He said, you can't see that thing. You know?
And what happened when you wore that pink suit in Jacksonville, Florida, as if I didn't know?
Well, it was kind of eliminated from me. You know?
I know. Well, I'll tell the folks, in case you're a little too modest about it, the folks just went so crazy over Elvis's singing that as soon as he tried to get down off the stage, they disrobed the lad, cut it up into 2-inch squares, and everybody took home a sample, and he no longer has a pink suit. So you had to substitute something pink in your wardrobe, and didn't you get a car?
Well, you can't put the car in the wardrobe, but I had the car even before I got the suit.
Oh, really. You did? So you bought the suit to match the car.
That's right. I kind of thought that would be a gimmick, and really it drew a lot of attention, you know. In fact, it got in a lot of the trade papers about the pink suit and the pink car, but I kind of slacked off on the pink now because... I think the color is changing to purple or something.
Well, you're certainly living up on those personal appearances, and I know that the folks listening into the program will want to get out and see Elvis Presley in the grand show whenever it comes around to their neighborhood. In fact, go on out and see all these live country music entertainers, because there's nothing like a live show. I keep saying that.
Yeah.
Well, I know that the response has been so tremendous that there's just not going to be any stopping of this Elvis Presley boy, and all the folks are going to be hearing a lot more from him, and of course they're going to be hearing right here on the show all of your latest recordings as they come out. Elvis, I want to thank you very much for dropping by the show.
Don, it was really a pleasure, and I sure appreciate your spins on my records.
Thanks again, Elvis, and drop around again real soon.
Thank you very much.